Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome, welcome, my all-in listeners. It is yours truly, Savannah Murphy, brought to you by the one and only Bashani Radio out of New York City, where they are always talking about everything. And at Reel In, All In, you know that your authenticity is your testimony, and we are going to wow you today. We are coming up on the holiday season, and some of us might have a little bit of that pandemic pounds. And tonight we have Solomon Pratt with us, and he is a fitness guru. And I am so happy to have him. We're going to talk a little bit about him and his passion and what he has going on. Solomon, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Savannah, for having me. I feel so honored to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, why I say you're the fitness guru, and kind of what do you have going on right now?
Sure. Okay, Savannah. Yeah, so my name is Solomon Pratt. I'm a master trainer. I've been a trainer for 7 years. I specialize in burning fat, building strength, and building muscle. I also offer online personal training for my own health and fitness app. And I also make and sell fitness products. I make and sell ankle, thigh, and power bands to work your whole body, especially right now during this special pandemic. My people, they can work out at home, they can use the band, they can use my online training, and just it's the way and how they can, you know, just work on themselves without them, you know, having to go to the gym or go anywhere. And it makes a big difference.
I love that. I definitely could use some magical bands about now. Yes. So obviously you're very passionate about health and about fitness and about goals. I think I read you, one of your quotes was, "I kick my goals in the face while I stomp its head into the concrete. If it doesn't challenge you, then it won't change you."
Yes, 200%. And that's why I tell people, you have to leave your comfort zone. Laziness is a seed of failure. And most people's problem, Savannah, is if they're waiting for the perfect opportunity or the perfect circumstance for them to get started on their health and fitness journey, which most of the time, it never comes. It's never a perfect time. Most of the time in life, Savannah, a person to get certain things done, you have to start before you're ready. So, yes, yeah, so you just have to dig deep and check the film and say, okay, you know, I'm going to get some progress is better than no progress. But you have to just start. Starting is the most important thing. You don't know how to have everything perfect. It's best, you know, to get the wheels moving, and then you will feel better later. You will thank yourself later for just getting started.
And so with that, getting started, why don't you tell me a little bit, where'd this come from? I mean, obviously you didn't just wake up with a six pack, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you did. I don't know. Where's that passion come from?
Okay. Yeah. So it came from originally I was modeling, and I actually like modeling, but modeling is a very tough business to go and regularly make money in. And I realized that, okay, you know, modeling is very tough to get signed, very tough to regularly make money in. I realized that, okay, I do like fitness. I could be a personal trainer and still help people with their health and fitness goals and still do fitness modeling. So that's how I basically brought both of them. I brought everything together.
Mm-hmm. And what made you, you know, kind of get into modeling? Like, how was, I'm assuming, you know, at a younger age, like, what was your upbringing like your family life and in your adolescence?
Okay. But yeah, so basically, I kind of have a unique upbringing because my mom is from Haiti, my dad from Mississippi. So, you know, so I got this.
Oh, wow.
The different type of the American culture and the Caribbean culture. So I got to experience both different cultures. So, but yeah, so that definitely helped mold me into the person I am. And basically, my family has a good work ethic. So that definitely helped help me get the, you know, the inspiration that I need to go after my goals.
Oh, I love that. And how do you tie in like the culture from your mom and your dad into, you know, what you're doing now, into, you know, kind of your writing and your, you know, fitness routines and all of these different entrepreneurial things that you're doing?
Okay. So basically, when I was younger, my mama, she would tell me that, you know, that you have to have your mind tell your body and spirit what to do. So mama, she would tell me that before. And then when I was a kid, I used to always see my mama going to work, you know, working 16-hour days, you know, working doubles. So I don't see how, okay, you know, so if you want something, you're going to have to put in the work and make sacrifices. So my mama, she made a lot of sacrifices to come down to, you know, feeding us and getting things done. So it gave me a good blueprint as to how I have to go about things so I can achieve my goals, period. So I've seen how disciplined my mom was, and I teach my clients, discipline is doing what you're supposed to do, whether you feel like it or not. And discipline is a muscle, you know, so Savannah, so if a person doesn't work on a discipline, it's not going to suddenly get better.
And that's with anything in life, yes. 100%. I mean, if you're not taking care of your body, and, you know, I think the listeners, what, you know, I really want to hit home with them, you know, with mm-hmm. you tonight is sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, getting our kind of mental space right, or being on our grind or our hustle or whatever, yeah. you know, we're all doing kind of in the season of life. But I think we neglect are sometimes how tied together our energy and our mental health and our yeah. our everyday life yeah. is. So it's, you know, I love that you took, you know, the hard work and the ethics from your parents mom. To kind of, yeah, your mom to just instill this in you. And you started your like fitness journey young, like you were 13 years old, right?
Yep, sure was. Mm-hmm.
And so where did that come from? Because I think I remember reading, because you do martial arts and you were a big fan of Bruce Lee, right?
Yes, I sure was. So it started with him when I was 13 years old. I seen Bruce Lee. And really, I was watching a special about him. And they said that Bruce Lee trained like a madman possessed. And I remember that back when I was 13. So, you know, so when I see him running, Bruce Lee was also a personal trainer too. He was really, really into working out. And yes, and they always still stuck with me. He trained like a madman possessed. So, and that's very important for a person to be dedicated to their craft. And the problem, Savannah, is that most people settle with just being good instead of putting in that extra effort and time to be great.
Yes, no, you don't just wake up great, right? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And like you said, you know, the premium for excellence, right? You have to put the work in to get the top results.
Yep, and make sacrifices. Yes, it's the other thing that most people don't know is for the most part, you're going to have to give up something to get something. So if you want a fit, healthy, good-looking body, that's a whole bunch of sleep. That's a whole bunch of recovery, you know, sacrifices. A lot of times you're going to not be able to eat and do what your friends do because you're on the journey. So you're trying to go against the masses. You're making sacrifices. So a lot of times people, Savannah, they get upset when you're just trying to do better. People get upset. People don't like it when people, you know, are really, really trying to make things happen. When you're going against the masses, a lot of people are not going to like that, but you're going to have to be okay with you actually doing what you want to do. And if the people come along and they support you, fine. But if they don't, you know, a lot of times, most of the journey that you make in life is very important. You're going to have to do by yourself.
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, not trying to box yourself in mm-hmm. and not trying to make yourself small when you were meant to be big mm-hmm. and to recognize your greatness and in what arena, you know, you kind of excel in.
Yes.
And obviously for you, there's a lot to this. So, I mean, you're helping transform people. You're learning, or you're taking your, you know, knowledge and the things you've learned from martial arts and, mm-hmm. Taekwondo and all of your,
uh-huh.
And you're putting that all into like this impactful element to help others. And where does that passion come from? I mean, obviously we all want to make a buck, right? That's part of it. And thankful for you and thankful for other people that you get to do what you love and be able to make a living that way. But what like burns in you to do this to help people? Like when you write a book, right? It's because you are so in love with what you're doing and you want to help other people find that love too.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes, Savannah. What basically helped me with my passion to help more people is that I love the feeling knowing that people are tougher, people are better because of my knowledge, skills, and products. So that makes a big difference, though, because a lot of people's problem, Savannah, they're basically a lot of people haven't spent enough time to find out what their gift is. And then once a person finds out their gift, you have to spend even more time, you know, to get better at your gift, to charge people, you know, for it, you know, to make money. And the other thing is, you know, you have to find a way to package it so how you can help people with your gift and still make money. So it's very hard to find out what your gift is, to harness your gift and take it to the next level and then be able to make money off your gift. It's extremely hard. So a lot of people just settle with just being okay, just being average. It's extremely hard to be able to make money off your gift.
Yes, no, it definitely is a struggle. But what keeps you going for that? You know, what keeps you fighting for your gifts and trying to put all these new products and new things out there for like coaching and training and consulting?
Sure. So Savannah, what keeps me going is I love the fact that my clients are better because of my training. So they're better. They come down to their business life, their personal life, their social life, all these different aspects that fitness teaches you, it makes you better. When you're more tougher and you're disciplined, those skills, Savannah, transfer to everything that you're doing. So it's going to help you in so many different aspects of your life. And people need toughness and people need discipline. But those two skills, Savannah, last forever. So I love the fact that I'm teaching people. I give my clients meal coaching. I don't give them meal plans because I'm not a registered nutritionist. So I give my clients the meal coaching. So the meal coaching teaches them how to structure their meal while it still protects myself. But I love the fact that I'm teaching them how to live and I'm giving them structure. And I like to keep it simple, but very effective, Savannah.
Because you want them to be successful with you and when you're not around.
Yes. So that's why basically my style is I'm the teacher. So I'm not the type of trainer that I'm the drill sergeant and I'm screaming at you. I'm talking to you as a teacher. So I give my clients also relationship advice. I help them with their business, especially with sales. Because sales is basically my specialty. So I help them with that and I help them develop their confidence. I tell people, a lot of people probably just their confidence comes from items. But what do you do when those items aren't there? Most people have to work on developing inner confidence. It has to come from a real place.
Right. Mm-hmm. And have you always been confident? Have you always been this gentleman before us today?
Oh, actually, really, no. Actually, originally, when I was younger, for the most part, you know, I was only just confident about how I looked it. Then later on, you know, when I basically got skills and other talents, and then I wound up being confident about anything that I basically said that I'll do. So I wound up, you know, transferring my confidence to anything that I want to do.
Gotcha. And once you were able to figure out how to transfer kind of where you lacked confidence in and, you know, kind of focused on, you know, what you knew or how you could be confident in what areas of your life, how did you apply that to like all of the areas of your life? Like, obviously you were very confident on your exterior, but like the whole person, how did you work through that?
Okay, Savannah, that's a very good question. But originally, when I was about 19 years old, and my mom, she had this 71 Camaro that she originally bought for my dad that she basically gave to me, and the car needed to be restored. And so my mom was like, okay, now I'm gonna give you this car. The car has to be restored. I'm not gonna just give you money, you know, to buy a part for the car. You're gonna have to learn how to do work on the house, and then with each job that you do, I'm gonna go and basically, you know, pay you, and then you'll be able to buy a part for the car. So that basically inspired me to go and learn how to do ceramic tile, drywall work, and different things. So that basically, you know, inspired me to go and work on my skills. And then like with every task that I was able to do, and I did it over and over, you know, I felt more confident. I was able to do more stuff. So that's basically how it started. And then I basically learned to transfer that skill into anything that I want to do. So the confidence that I learned from me, basically, you know, I'm doing, working on the house very well and be able to make money for that to fix my car. And then I just transfer that to anything that I do.
I got it. So in the end, did you have a running car?
Yes. The car, I got it running. And, oh my God, I put so much money. I put over $20,000 in that car when I was like 19, 20. But now I feel bad because I have a new car and I have like a SRT Dodge Challenger. And now I don't even drive my old Camaro no more. Now it's not fun. It's like, I don't know, the thrill is gone. So now I move on to other different things. So now my new car is my, you know, is my everything.
I love it. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to go and talk a little bit more about the health and fitness Bible that you have going on. And we're going to give the listeners some takeaways and dive a little deep with you. We'll be right back. Welcome back, my all in listeners. You are in for a treat. If you're listening to this on the second part, please go back and listen to the first, because we have Solomon Pratt with us, and he is a amazing fitness trainer, online coach, just a person who does consulting with the whole person, not just the exterior body. And he has written a book entitled The Health and Fitness Bible, available on Amazon. And let's talk a little bit about this, Solomon. Like, what made you want to write this book? Where did this title come from? Tell me all about it.
Okay, Savannah. Yes, my book, I was thinking that, man, you know, when I meet people, I want to have something that shows that I'm the authority, and basically like me also lead a person with my business card. I said, okay, I'm going to come out with a book and give people structure, understanding, and people don't throw away books. I said, okay, I'm going to come out with a book.
Oh, that's a good idea. Instead of a business card, you give them something fruitful right away.
Yes.
And it's way harder for someone to toss your book in the garbage. They'll remember you and they'll get to know you, and then you'll capture them. It's like capturing your audience. I love that. That's a great idea. That's a little tidbit for you people out there. You better listen up. Okay, so now you're coaching, you're fitness training, you're an author, you are doing speaking engagements. Am I missing anything?
Yes, only missing is I make and sell fitness products. I have ankle bands, thigh bands, and power bands. So my fitness products are how I help people around the world too. They can order from my online store.
Okay, well, I love that. I love that. Like, how can we get these products?
Yes, you can get it from one of my websites, solomonsfitnessworld.com, SOLOMONS, fitness, FITNESS, world, WORLD.com. So you get it from my solomonsfitnessworld.com. That's my online store where you can order my products and I'll ship it out to you.
Oh, I love that. And then what else can, if obviously they can pick up the book on Amazon, what other ways can people reach out, follow you, just kind of see what you're doing on the day to day?
Sure, for sure. They can follow me on YouTube under Master Trainer Solomon Pratt. That's on YouTube. They can also follow me on Facebook as Solomon Pratt. And also my Facebook business page is King Solomon's Gym. And also on Instagram, they can also message me and follow me on trainer DrFlex04.
Okay, well, that is, you might want to give that one more time.
Sure. So they can, I have two websites. I have my regular training website, which is solomongym.com, SOLOMONSGEM.com. And for my products, it's Solomon's Fitness World, SOLOMONS Fitness, FITNESS World, WORLD.com. And on Instagram, it's trainer DrFlex04 on Instagram. On YouTube, it's Master Trainer solving price.
All right. Well, I love that. I got a couple more questions for you. So what is something that people, you know, obviously you're very positive, you've got a lot going on, you know, you're very goal oriented. What is something that people get wrong about you?
Okay. So Savannah, that's an excellent question. A lot of people think that I basically only care about only my fitness business, but I actually do care about helping people. I care about helping people with my product and services around the world. I care about making this world a better place. And people need structure. People need somebody to hold them accountable. Most people need a trainer. Most people need a teacher. So I'm very passionate about helping people. But I have to, to just charge a certain amount for me to be able to, make profit so I can help more people. Because, just in life, it costs. So, yeah, but I'm willing to help people and make sacrifices myself.
Definitely takes money to make money, and it definitely takes money to expand your reach. So 100% on that. I always love to give my guests an opportunity to really capture our listeners and kind of give them a little nugget, a little takeaway. Is there something that you can help? I mean, we're all about to be on this Christmas cookie crumble situation, yeah. Hallmark watching, sweatpant wearing part of life. What can you tell the listeners or give them something to maybe help them through this time, this season, especially when we're all home more than we've ever been?
Okay, so I would tell them to try to squeeze the most out of every single day. When it comes down to you getting any of your tasks done, whatever you say that you'll do, try to squeeze as much out of the day as you can. And we're basically like plants. We're either growing or we're dying. There's no such thing as staying the same. So it's never a perfect time to do anything. So, so some progress is better than no progress, Savannah.
I like that. So you got to start somewhere. Yeah. Even if it's small, just be consistent and try it every day. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's something that I hope all the listeners can follow you, reach out, and, through kind of all of the different avenues that you give, and put things out there, maybe they can pick up some products and get their, goals. We all have these, first of the year, new year goals, right? So let's try to keep that through the new year and the whole year next year, 2021, I'm sure will be a lot brighter for many people. So thank you too so much for giving them a little takeaway. Appreciate that so much. And last questions, and then we'll kind of wrap it up. 5 years from now, right? The mm-hmm. great Solomon Pratt. Mm-hmm. What's that going to look like for you?
Okay. So around 5 years from now, I can see myself doing more training, me training people more around the world, and me having a brick and mortar location that's basically really, really big, where I have other trainers, where they're training other people, and I'm doing mainly online training. I'm not training as many people one-on-one, and I'm just mostly doing the online training and doing more speaking events and just selling more of the products. So I'm not going to train as many people one-on-one. So I'm going to just move to a more sort of online and doing other different ventures.
All right. Well, we're going to keep our eye on you and see if all that comes true. And we'll keep our prayers up for you as well.
Thank you so much.
Before I ask my last question that I ask all my guests, mm-hmm. is there any last, kind of takeaway or anything you want to say to the listeners out there?
Yes. I want to tell them that the average person during the holiday gains between 7 to 9 pounds during the Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. So it's best to just say, okay, I'm going to work on my health and fitness goals. Your health is cut from the same cloth as your wealth. That's what most people don't understand, but that's very important. So you're worth it. Working out for 1 hour a day is only 4% of your day. So you're going to have to make some sacrifices. So ask yourself, everyone, what are you willing to give up to get what you want? What sacrifices are you willing to make? What is your kryptonite? What do you think is holding you back from being the person that you want to be? Ask yourself that. I want them to ask themselves that.
Yes. Ask yourselves that. What's holding you back from the person that you want to be? And where can you carve through your day to just give yourself, your body, your mental state, 1 hour dedicated to getting healthy, getting, you know, getting your mind right and getting, you know, fitness, getting your anxiety down, the holidays, all these things. I challenge you all that. Reach out to me, reach out to Solomon. Let us know, how are you going to do that? And we'll be watching. We'll be interested to see what happens and what people are actually, what are you made of? last question. What does all in mean to you?
Okay. Yes, Savannah. All in means to me that me personally, I'm going to never work a job again, and I'm investing all my energy and make all the sacrifices that I have to do to get my business to the next levels by any means necessary.
So you are diving all into your entrepreneurial goals, and that's what feeds your spirit.
Yes, just like Savannah Murphy.
I love all it. All in. I appreciate it so much, Solomon. I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate you taking some time out of your holiday season to spend it with me and with my all in family members. I wish you many success this year and in the future. Everyone, go to Amazon.com, type in the Health and Fitness Bible, do yourself a favor, and start this, you know, end of this year, right? We all have Amazon Prime. Don't act like you don't. Yeah. We can have it in 2 days. Thank you, Solomon. It's been a pleasure, and we've been all in, and now we're all in.
Also, Savannah, I have a discount for your fellow listeners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so they can save $10 they can save 10% off of their online orders by entering all in as a discount code at Solomon Fitness World. They'll save 10% on their online orders. You come down to my ankle bands, dive bands, power bands, my book. They'll save 10% by using discount code all in.
Oh, I love that. All right, people, you can go to the website, type in all in, get 10% off, and get your life going in the right direction. Let's all do ourselves a favor and get some good products to get our lives together. Thank you so much. You've given a beautiful gift to my clients. And
I got something for you, too. Oh. I want to send you some of my bands so you can work out during this holiday season. But yeah, so I'm going to give you some, too.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do when we wrap this up, I'm going to send you my information. You can send me the bands. And how about this? I'm going to use the bands. We'll do a Zoom. You'll yell at me through the Zoom. Then we will put it out there on the All In Facebook page for all the listeners to watch me die slowly.
yep, exactly. So you go all in on your own health and fitness journey.
Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, just all talk and no action. So thanks, Solomon. I appreciate it. And we are out.
I see y'all. Thank you.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.